May only God's word be spoken, and only God's word be heard. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Margaret of Scotland is our saint today, and as we heard in that biography, there are two things that she's particularly remembered for. The first was her work in reforming the church. Apparently there's some lazy clergy who wanted to start Lent late, shortened their Lenten fast, and so she kind of brought them in line. She did some work to try and get them not to speak in the barbarous language of the people, which, of course, that all got reversed a few centuries later. Our Reformation, Cranmer, and all those wonderful folks thought, actually, you should be able to understand what is being said. So although they may not be reformed that we are particularly remember anymore today, it is still important. It was important in that era, and it's something that she is greatly remembered for. So those reforms of the church, that was the first part. And bringing about new churches, helping establish monasteries, helping bring back the monastery in Iona. These were all wonderful things she did for the church. And the other thing she's remembered for is all the great work she did in helping the people, in helping establish hospitals and schools, things to care for people in their bodily needs. So she did things to help with their spiritual needs and things that would help with their bodily needs. I think that if I had been in charge of picking the lessons for today, if they'd asked me what you should use for the lectionary for her feast day, I would have picked the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself, because that very much embodies what she did with her ministry, with her life. That was her vocation. In many ways, that is all of our vocations. To love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. That is what we are trying to do here as a church of St. Mary's. We have all these wonderful worship opportunities, our 6 Eucharists every week, our contemplative prayer options. We have all these ways, our educational programs to help people grow spiritually. But also, we care about helping people in need. This morning, the fire marshal was here inspecting us so that we could become an Egan Warming Center this year. Apparently, several of the churches that were doing that were shut down by the fire marshal because they were not considered safe. And so we had to step up. And of course, we did without really thinking about it. We have to think through how to make that work. But of course, we're going to figure out how to make it work. And so the fire marshal's here today so that during this cold winter, people can be inside out from the worst elements of the season. Our Saturday breakfast, the turkeys and the other holiday foods that we're collecting in the narthex right now, those are all ways, among so many others here, that we are trying to attend to those bodily needs, to love our neighbor as ourselves. And yet that was not the lesson that was picked for today, was it? Instead, our gospel reading were those parables. At the very end, Jesus says that a scribe for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. I think that, like all parables, has a lot of meaning to it. But as I've been reflecting upon the life of Margaret and on that gospel reading, I've been very much thinking about how what she was doing, and I think this is what we are to do as well, is to take all those wonderful treasures of the faith that we have inherited, that faith of the apostles has been passed on to us, but apply it to this day, to this moment, to what is new in this element. So Jesus teaches us to love neighbor and love God, but how does that work in 11th century Scotland? And Margaret was trying to be that scribe, to take what is old and what is new for that era, holding on to the faith, but bring it into the living moment, a living tradition, not a dead tradition. And that is what we are to do, to take that ancient faith and apply it to our lives in this moment. To be those scribes who bring out of the treasure what is old and what is new. To be the body of Christ in this moment, this place, and in this time. Amen.